It's showtime, folks!
Hey, hey, that's kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic, I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far, in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Edition of CNC Radio. This is your boy Cash chilling at Juju. I got my man Father Ty with me. Father Ty, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
So how we doing? Networking and politicking like we do at this time. Jermaine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling. Oh, hold on. We got up early. Miss Pimp. What's going down?
Yeah, man, it's me again. Good morning.
Good morning. Good evening. Good night.
Good riddance.
Oh, my goodness. Don't start.
I have to say good evening. All right. Delightful, what's going on with you?
Evening.
Evening.
What's happening?
Oh, a lot has happened today, but it's done and over with.
That's usually the gist of it. That's usually the gist of it. Miss Pimp, what's going down, man?
I'm feeling that.
I'll go get a bit. I'll see you.
You know what? That's my daughter.
You say what?
That's my daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to go on a limb and say she's adopted, right?
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That is absolutely correct.
Y'all,
that's my daughter.
Y'all probably asking me why am I asking this. And Ms. Pimp, I got to make sure we talk about the same one.
Oh, check. When you say what you said, I knew what you were talking about. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to make sure.
Well, y'all like want to clue everybody else in?
He hates to be left out. y'all notice whenever he don't notice, can you tell me?
Yeah, right, shit, I want to know too.
The man for goddamn nosy. Nah, she's of the light skin persuasion.
Okay.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah, let's move on. I'm confused like a mom. Just because she's light skinned, that means she adopted.
She's white.
Okay. I wondered if anybody else gets that, but I guess he's.
Well, why the hell you
just
say she white?
Well, motherfucker, don't take the wrong side to figure out what the fuck I was saying. Look, man, we got another caller. Hold on, man. Caller, what's happening? Caller? Hi.
Who is this?
This is Miss Lady.
Miss Lady. Miss Lady, let me ask you a question. Are you, are you of the light-skinned persuasion?
I am.
Okay.
Why you ask?
How you doing?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You asked for a reason.
No, I was fucking with somebody else. I was fucking with somebody else.
Oh, man.
All right, people.
Just one of those things.
I just don't know where he's getting this stuff from. I just really don't.
Who broke out his phone?
Can somebody turn their TV down, please? Somebody just turn their TV down.
Damn.
Okay, I was still on.
Oh, there it went.
Can somebody please turn their TV down? Thank you.
Like, they got right up on that motherfucker. I'll turn it down, huh? I cranked this motherfucker up in the eye. All right, so what's going on, people? It's a Wednesday night. Everybody seemed to be in a pretty good mood. What we got going on? Miss Lady. Miss Lady.
She might be on mute.
Okay. Yeah, there. This
never fails.
We still
don't
have right. Never fails. It never fails.
Hold on. We're not gonna jump on my bestie though. We not gonna do that. Mm-mm. Not for her first time calling. We ain't gonna do that.
Okay. Hold on. What's good?
Hold on. Okay, Miss Lady stepped away. You know, I had to step in. I miss it. What we jumping on this lady about? You know, I gotta stand up for her.
First of all, we talking about your TV that we can hear.
I know, right?
I know, right? Okay. You know what, hey, Miss Lady, it's this little thing on that called a volume. Just hit that button. It works wonders.
Well, it's off now.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. How you doing, Miss Lady?
Well, this isn't Miss Lady, but I'm doing well tonight. How are you?
I'm good. Now, who am I talking to now?
This is AD.
AD.
This is her sister.
How you doing, AD?
Yeah, AD. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. First time caller?
Yes.
Okay, so now since you're a first-time caller, we like to do something real nice. We like to let you get whatever it is off your chest or whatever you called, or did you just call in and listen? I mean, if you got something you want to talk about, since you're a first-time caller, we like to let y'all go first. So is there anything particularly you want to talk about?
I'm okay. I feel kind of set up. I just wanted to listen for the first time. She had told me that. You know, I'm already active and everything, and then I muted the phone, so I'm just in chill.
Okay.
That's live over there.
Lively group, to say the least. All right, y'all. Check this out, shit. Oh, I'm trying to work through this. I got a headache. I'm really trying, but hey, something happened today, and I'm just curious to get y'all take on this. Now, family member of mine had a situation where people put his name in certain situations. Now, because of this, I mean, we got the situation straightened out today, but. How many times is it that you go through, like, when, I mean, you actually just sitting there next to somebody and somebody didn't actually put your name in some bullshit, you just want to be like, why the fuck did you put my name in this bullshit? I mean,
And then, you look on social media, motherfuckers like, oh, well, such and such did this, such and such did that. It's like, man, you was at work or you was at home or you was with your kids. How the fuck did your man get caught in the middle of this shit? What advice do you have for these people? Anybody.
Nobody has advice.
Ladies.
Okay. The old famous saying, keep my motherfucking name out your mouth.
Yeah, that works. That works. Now, speaking of which, right before the show, we had a situation where you were saying that, you know, somebody kind of put you in a situation where you was like, what the fuck?
Well, I actually, you know, never heard a kick, okay? A friend of mine was like, you know, she wanted to communicate with me on kick, whatever, whoopee-woo, we did a threesome with her and shit like that. You know, me and her been cool for a little while. All of a sudden, I haven't been on kick in like a couple of months because I haven't really talked to her or whatever. And all of a sudden, I get included in a damn group chat for a fuck fest that's supposedly happening tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, mind you, my picture is on here because I was only doing it to communicate with her. But now she's including me in this group chat. Everybody that I guess supposedly is going to this fuck fest tomorrow now is looking at me like, oh, she must be going too. So now I'm getting on the sad chats, I'm getting notes from these guys like, oh, I see you in the group chat. Are you coming? I can't wait to see you. I would love to meet you.
What time are you going to be there?
Exactly.
I'm going to make it around 11:30-ish. You going to be there? I'll be the one with the pink Speedos on with the motherfucking bunny on the back.
And I just don't know how I got included in this. I just don't understand it. I haven't even talked to her in a couple of months. How you just going to include me? You ain't even tell me about no party or nothing. So nothing you were having. So how did I get included in this group chat?
I just want to know how many people was in the group.
Yeah.
Chat.
Well, first of all, what is kick?
It's something like a text messaging type of app. Like you can message somebody back and forth.
Okay.
Pretty much, that's pretty much how it is I use it for.
So you met her on kick, or did you already know her?
No, I met her somewhere else. And we started communicating through kick. And then we met in person.
Okay, so all that goes on kick?
Well,
that's what my son used, so we need to...
Oh, shit, your son probably going to be there tomorrow night, too.
Mama, I'll be right back.
Yeah, okay. Mama going, too.
Well, girl, that.
Right. You done got catfished. Her little son going to walk in there. Hey, baby. Yeah, that was me.
You know
yeah.
what?
Big Daddy.
That's me, Big Daddy. Big Daddy,
how
are you,
12? Oh, my goodness. Now, some of the pictures that's on there, the other guys that's going, these are men. Their dicks are humongous. They got the dick right in the picture so you can see it.
Hey, it's me, baby. I'm Jim.
Well...
And my name is Larry.
So, Janine, how many people are going to this fest?
Now, actually, I don't know who all is going. As I was looking,
or how many people are in the chat?
So far, the number of people I saw in the chat, it was probably about
about 12 people, and then I saw her, like, taking some people out. I guess whoever said they were not going or whatever. But then she also has a link to, I don't know if people know what Swinger Zone is, Swinger Zone Central website. She has an actual post on that site, too, so people can go out there and sign up. So I really don't know how many people is actually going. But I, like I said, I don't even know why she started the group chat and me in it anyway, because I didn't know anything about the party.
You know the real question that Life was gonna ask. How many big dicks on there? That's what she really wanna ask you.
Why do the Life wanna ask that? I'm just curious to know how bad this fuck fest is gonna be. I'm just trying to figure out how many dicks are going in one vagina and how many switching is going on. I was just curious.
How many people I'm just messing with you, man. I'm just joking.
I just know she had on there. They prefer couples, you know. So I guess they are like swinging, but it seemed like it was more men. That's what it seemed like to me. And hell, on one of the pictures, she was with a couple of men. So, oh goodness, I don't know what's going to be going on. Evidently, this is not the first one. So.
I think you should take one for the team and go see what it's about.
Then you'll be hearing about my death in the newspaper.
Janine.
I'm going to tell you like this.
She ended on a good note.
I say, whatever y'all do, don't tell Marley about it.
Oh, goodness. Marley
come with that motherfucker. That motherfucker 18 wheeler. Hey, everybody. My God.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, hey, I'm walking in the door. I know what my mind going to be.
You'll be a fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
I'm walking right through that motherfucker. Time of a party like that, I'm coming with your mentality. Fuck fest? I mean, shit. The name in itself tells it all. I'm coming with 5 times mentality.
Well, you should, because that's what it is. It's a fuck fest. You can't be to be fucking. I mean, that's pretty much what
it is.
Is
it free?
This is not like swingers. No, it's not free. But it's not expensive either. It's only $20 for a couple, and I think $25 for single males.
Oh, it's got to be some bullshit in it.
Huh?
Feel that night.
$25.
And I say $5.
My better be walking in the door with papers.
I mean,
clearance papers.
It's different from going to like a swingers party or stuff like that. A swingers party, you could just go kick it, have fun with people. You don't have to do anything with nobody. You know what I'm saying? I've been to a few things like that. I mean, that's different. But for you to say you have something specifically at a hotel, it's a fuck fest, you pretty much guaranteeing people that they're going to be fucking. So,
I mean, I come to something called fuck fest. I'm telling you, as soon as I walk up, I'm rubbing my dick right on my own ass. Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Wow. Man, you better walk through that door with some damn clearance papers, Jack.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you have you go to something called fuck fest, I mean, you're not coming there to socialize. You're coming there strictly one thing. I'm bumping the air, excuse me. Hey, yeah, she did look nice. Back room? Yeah. By all means, please. I mean, come on now. I mean, really, can you actually be shy in a place to come? And you going to a place called Fuck Fest? Can you really be shy now? I just came with my girlfriend. Well, you look around, your girlfriend got one in the mouth, one in the ass, one in the pussy. It looks like your girlfriend's a little busy over there. You need some company?
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I paid $25 to get up in this motherfucker.
Damn right.
Really?
Didn't know, but goddamn it.
Ooh, that's too much for Marley. Not a lot of money.
I don't know. Marley might pay that $25.
I think he would too. It might be a little costly.
Yeah, I think Marley paid. Hey, 25? Yeah, I can swing that.
That's my monthly allowance.
I can hear Marley now. Yeah, you suck a dick, right? You suck a dick, right? Hurry up.
Yeah, I'm so bad.
Hurry up. My wife's coming. Hurry up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit.
But now, those one of those where you're guaranteed, right? It's guaranteed. And I like that bullshit we talked about last time.
I mean, pretty much it's guaranteed. And from what they was talking about that happened at the last party, she basically was like, well, you all seem satisfied from the last party. So I'm assuming everybody got fucked or something.
Whenever can you imagine following your husband and you walk into that? Oh, my God. Lord.
Be like, right, yeah, baby, I'm gonna take you out tonight, girl. We going out.
I think she you know, your husband and left, and she followed him to a club like that.
You're right,
baby. I can explain. I came in here to get directions. I was trying to go to the Snooty Fox and.
You got directions with your dick in her mouth, huh? Okay.
Yeah, and next thing you know, she bent down and she said, "Go." I turned and I was looking this way. I said, "What?" And next thing you know, yeah, then I said, "Lady, hey, is you crazy?" And you came in. I was just about to tell her, "You need to stop this. Y'all all need to go to church. Come on, baby, we're going to pray right now."
Yeah, okay. You think that's going to work? You going to get away with
that's
it?
That's a good one, man. That's a good one.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure that'll give me enough leverage to run out the door before you start swinging. I can get out the door with that.
Well, Father, you get ready to set somebody up. What you get ready to do? Have them talk about, baby, we about to go out for a nice dinner. You going to end up in the room.
Hell yeah.
Surprise.
Put a blindfold on her ass.
Lord.
Come on in.
Oh, she pull that blindfold. Yeah. But that.
See you in divorce court tomorrow.
I got to ask this with Tabitha. You pull that blindfold off, she see all the dicks in there, she just gets to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. What you gonna say?
You know, I gotta get that black snake Mona ass. Chain her ass up to the radiator. Don't fucking move. You ain't supposed to be enjoying this shit. This was a joke.
Oh, goodness.
You knew what I wanted for my birthday. You knew this is what I wanted.
Yeah, divorce, bitch. That's what it is.
How you gonna divorce her? You took her ass
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
It was just a joke.
No, I wasn't no goddamn joke.
Don't play like that.
You gonna tease somebody with 12 dicks and you say I can't have it? I got a variety pack.
Okay.
Hey. Father Time turned his head, you girl. where the fuck did she go?
Hey, I got my wife, you motherfucker.
A motherfucker that
hung some
picked
furniture
ass up on their
the
shoulders, carried her ass up the stairs.
Oh, goodness.
Alright, I'm right now and I'm tripping. Every last one of them motherfuckers going up the stairs. I'm tripping the fuck out them motherfuckers. Drop her ass.
Oh my goodness. Not drop her.
He said drop her. Drop her. I'm a motherfucker.
Get your ass in the car. Can't take you nowhere.
Now reverse that. She takes you in with the blindfolds and that happens.
Man.
Is it still
man.
A joke now? Are you
going to
have fun? That's what I'm saying. Oh, bullshit.
Y'all seen Bruce Almighty when he did that move and his clothes just fell off instantly? Motherfucker, thank you.
On his windbreakers. Just everything up
there. Hey, you a swap? I play for the Patriots and the motherfucking breakaway pants come off. Hey, this motherfucker had on jeans. He done ripped these motherfuckers off like breakaways.
Could you imagine, man?
Baby.
That's like a harem,
baby,
dude.
Baby, come over here. Come over here, baby. Oh, baby, hurry up. I'm about to nut. Hurry up, baby. Hurry up.
But y'all can't be selfish, though. You can't be thinking you just could go all fucking all the women and then ain't nobody going to be wanting to fuck y'all women.
That's why you don't
take
them.
That may be true, but fuck that. I can see Father Ty getting, he humming like a motherfucker. As soon as you look up, he looking square at you. He ain't stop humping that bitchy fucker. I see you. I see you. I fucking see you. He ain't missing the stroke.
Damn right, it's my birthday.
Oh,
I can hear him die. Hey, I'm about to beat your ass. In the, okay. As soon as I finish that, I'm going to beat your ass.
Ignorant.
Yes.
Poor Tink Tank.
Saying,
I mean,
man,
y'all would
it.
Go to a party like that. I mean, who would actually go to that? Nobody. Nobody would go.
Personally don't want to participate, but I would love to see the shit front and center. I ain't going to even lie.
That's what I'm going to say. I would go to something like that now. Well, I don't know what would be going on. I'll probably just go.
Well, the life of you know, fucking with me, you couldn't come to the party if I'm there. Ain't no just standing there watching. It's called fucking up. Get naked, goddamn. You about to get fucked.
I'm security. Make sure no girlfriends or husbands and wives get through the door.
Yeah, all right. I'm telling the bouncer at the door. Like, look here, man. I'm going to give you my $25. That means I can fuck anybody in there, right? That's what that means, right? I'm going to get the ring. Why go in this month?
Same time.
I don't trust you. I can see motherfuckers like, hey, man, get in. He's a player. Get the fuck out the line.
No, I want the rules, and I want to know the rules. I'd be like, get my money back, man. She said, no. That ain't in the rules.
Man,
I mean, you just got your choice. Just walk in and just pick one. I want her, Man, that's not heaven. For $25? That's heaven.
I done died and went to Backpage heaven. Oh, it's not.
Man, I mean, think about it, dude. $25. Anybody in the house. 2-3.
Man, they got to want you, man. You can't just walk up.
No, that's why I paid my $25 and got the rules before I walked in. Ain't none of that got to want shit. Nope. That shit don't count tonight. That's why I got the rules before I paid.
I want number 7 first, number 8,
okay.
Number 9.
It's the
Sex
Olympics in that motherfucker.
Give me four and five together.
But I mean, okay, now, what if a motherfucker beat you to that? A motherfucker that beat. Hey, hold on, brother. Hold on. I was there first. You got to wait in line.
Yeah, so petty. Not waiting.
Shit, she look good. I'll wait in line.
The root?
Yeah, I ain't got no problem.
Oh, my God.
Well, I thought you going to go get some from heaven. Why you waiting in line?
You be in line just like in a corner stroking your dick while you waiting.
I can see Father Time tapping. Excuse me, bro. No, I see you got your stroke going. How much longer you going to be, though? I got to be at home by 1:30. I'm really digging her right now. See what I'm saying?
Right. Like, tag.
Surely and figuratively.
Slap him on his back. Like, I just tagged you out, dog. You got to get out.
Damn.
I should motherfucker would snap you on my back talking about, hey, I just tagged you out. But hey, you'll get your motherfucker.
Ref, he ain't following the rules. Ref, he ain't following the rules.
Hey, we need a referee over here. We need a any officials in the house, because this is just not right.
He's been hopping way over 20 minutes now.
I mean, I done damn near jacked off that.
Oh,
man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, I don't look like that, boy. You could tell me shit, man. I ain't never coming home. Where the next party?
Damn.
I'm sleeping at your crib to the next party. Fuck that.
Let me prepay before I leave.
Damn right.
Right. I done prepaid for the year.
Right. Swipe my card. Shit, it's on there. I got it. It's $25 on there. Swipe that motherfucker. Let's go.
Yeah. I got $25 on there. Look here, we need some bleach. I don't give a fuck what you need. I got $25 on this card, and that's what it's doing.
Oh, my chest hurts.
I'm just saying.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, $25, man. You just fuck all night.
Your wife don't serve you divorce papers, me a stroke.
I wouldn't even give a fuck. At that point in time, I wouldn't even care. All right, hold on. I'll sign the papers. Just give me a second.
Ooh, shit. Ooh, he ain't been home. He ain't been home 3 weeks.
My phone died.
Hey.
My phone died. Charger.
Hey, I can see it die. Hey, Cass, I've been looking for it for 2 days now. Well, he said that he went to a party with you. Yeah, about that. You got to know something about aliens. Because I have something I can say to you. He ain't been home in 2 days. He won't have his phone. That motherfucker be looking like Pookie at a crack house. Hey, but you got to come home. I ain't coming.
Yeah, right. Like,
just like
Harlem Nights. Man, Sunshine, I ain't never coming home.
Let me see
your
mama.
Kids.
Yeah.
Let me see
right.
Your mama.
I don't like
how did he die?
Never come
on
back.
On top of me. 2 days of that.
Oh, goodness.
All right, hold on. We got another. Oh, is that my man, Big Dave? Dave, what's happening?
What's going on, fam?
Chilling.
It's good. How's everybody doing?
Dave, you been? We good, man. We good. Dave, I gotta ask you though. Dave, you ever been to one of them? Now they got a party tomorrow. Now, it's at an undisclosed location. But it's called Fuck Fest. Have you ever been to a party with the title of Fuck Fest?
Freak me. Not fuck.
No, this one is called Fuck Fest.
Yeah, nah.
The title is self-explanatory.
Right.
What you got?
So, motherfucker, give you an invite. Yeah, motherfucker, give you an invite. You going?
Man, that's a tough one.
It's only $25, though. $25. Guarantee 12 bitches. Did you say that's a tough choice? It's 20 if you come as a couple.
Everybody hold on for a second. Everybody stop talking for 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say that's a tough choice? What the fuck is tough about that choice?
$25,
you can fuck all night long.
$25, you can get what you pay for, homie. Shit.
But it's a variety.
For $25. This is 2016, homie. $25, I'll get you a motherfucking casket if you ain't careful.
Hell! Walking out the liquor store, if Miss Pimp ain't out there gonna get
I'm talking about sticking my dick in a nuclear bomb, homie. Alcohol is a powerful drug, man.
So you saying you ain't going, right?
But don't act like you ain't went to the club and took one home and just stuck your dick in her and don't know what it is. Cut that foolishness.
Exactly.
I got cash with my dick, but I'm tired of doing that.
You done lost motherfucking cool points, man.
Man, I'll gain them back some kind of way, but check this out. It ain't cool. I mean, I got a girl, first of all, and shit, I ain't trying to bring her shit, man.
You know what they say, man, what happened in Sin City, stay in Sin City, dog.
No, but you can bring her with you.
Fuck, I want to share my bro. I don't share shit. I didn't explain that to you yesterday. What the? I'll be mad at
you,
though. It'll be pretty much a Christmas wrap.
You're so selfish. Just selfish. Where does she want to go?
Hey, she better think that through.
But you can go, though.
You don't want to go,
but you can go. If you wanted to go, you could go, but she can't go.
I mean,
we all
grown. You can go wherever you want to go. I just know me. I mean, after
and that
a certain
would be why bitches lie.
Huh?
Nothing.
What you say, boo? Come on now.
Hold on. Dave. So your thing is you're not gonna go because you got an old lady and you respect her, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. So now let's just say your old lady say, well, Dave, I got a surprise for you, and she takes you there.
We got a problem. Then that bitch been there before.
I can't deal with him. You really gonna think
now
about that
know,
in that moment?
I expected Father Ty to say that one. I didn't expect to hear that one come out your mouth, but okay.
I mean, if you know your girl, and all of a sudden she's saying, we're going to go to the fuck party. Fuck you been doing? Who are you?
Well, she don't tell you that, though. She tells you y'all going out on a date. She blindfolds you. Y'all go into the door. She takes the blindfold off. There's 12 naked bitches standing in front of you. And your first thought is you've been here before.
But that's what happened.
That was the scenario.
You said you just make it impossible to turn down. I ain't going to turn down. You my dick sucks. No.
to say it. When it's over, I'm going to ask her, was she one of them 12 bitches?
Oh, well, while you're fucking, she's fucking the 12 other men on the other side.
Oh, it's a wrap then. We done. And I had fun doing it.
Oh, damn. That was y'all parting gift?
That was it.
That's a great gift.
I'm just saying, yeah. I might find another garage, you know what I'm saying, to fit my car.
I'll get back with her just so we can break up again.
Damn.
Well, y'all might as well don't even go.
Right. Y'all take off.
If y'all don't want y'all girl getting fucked, because that's what's going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. Not
yes,
why I'm there.
Can you imagine laying there, though? Laying there getting some with their eyes on you, though? Lord.
Exactly. You is not going to be paying no attention to what I'm doing.
Shit.
Or what your
nah,
girl
I believe
doing.
They would. I would believe they would be in all kinds of strokes and their eyes dead on you. I believe that.
That's what that third eye for.
Mm-mm. Oh, well. You better
my
watch
spider
this
senses is tingling, goddammit. Something ain't
get
right.
In the car. You was moaning real loud. I ain't never seen you in that position. Man, yeah, that just sounds like a disaster.
Man, it's about to be a wild, wild west of this bitch.
Hey, the light boy ain't been pound slap.
I ain't been what?
No.
You ain't been
not pound slap. God damn. You should have put the pound on you.
The whole five fingers.
Why do I need to be powder slapped? But no, I haven't. I have never been powder slapped.
Oh, my goodness.
I pray that I don't make
I'm
it here.
I'm just saying, you ain't going to be thinking about some niggas, 12 niggas fucking you at 12, and I'm fucking 12 bitches. Tra-la-la-la-la. Yeah, no. That shit ain't going to happen. I'm going to stop and probably powder slap your ass.
Damn.
Then you don't go back to fucking them other 12 bitches, right?
Hell yeah. It's got to go down.
He then going to go back and fuck them other 12 bitches again.
Yeah,
that's
you
sit your ass back.
Slap
now you go sit your ass down.
What the hell is that beeping? What is that?
Yeah, what is that noise?
That is me.
Come here, fuck you.
Oh,
man, hold on,
man. Come on. Everybody can hear that.
Put it on mute.
Right.
Time out for a Kit Kat.
Hey. Well, if I decide to go to my let's know.
I'm finna find
that. Man, is his ankle bracelet going off? What the hell is that?
Damn.
Hey. Okay.
Damn,
man, come
set
on.
The house on fire? That's what that sounds like, a fire alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke detector.
All right, there we go. We good. That wasn't cool.
Yeah, I know y'all wrong. Y'all might as well, if y'all going to go then, go by yourself. Don't take your girl to DFA. She's just going to sit there. And
well, hold
have
on.
No
why
fun.
They got to go? Why we can't leave them at home? Why can't we go and just leave them at home?
I'm saying either or. Either or.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, let's
clarify
that.
Whatever you do it, don't take the
go by yourself.
Person. Go by yourself then.
That ain't no fun.
Oh, goodness. What you mean?
Of course you want to be like, look, baby, look. Okay, it was this one that I went to, right? Now, it was this old guy. He had this young chick with him. But every 10 minutes, that young chick would disappear. And that motherfucker be sitting in his seat, boy. He gets to looking around, and then he gets to shaking and shit, like, where the fuck this bitch at? And she come back chewing her bubble gum, like, hey, daddy. Like, bitch, you just keep on disappearing. So that final time, she thought she was getting up. That motherfucker was right there on her ass. That fuck that. Your ass ain't going no place else. I'm like, get him, Grandpa. Get him. But you know what? With that, though, you got to know your limit. I'm not finna be no motherfucker. Okay. I'll be 43 Saturday. I'm not walking in that with. I think I'm in pretty good shape to be my age, but then you got this motherfucker, he come chiseled up, rock hard ass, and a motherfucker dick like a pole. Fuck all that. And I think she gonna keep her young ass sitting up under me. No, it's not gonna happen.
Oh, goodness. Well,
I'm going by myself.
That's what I'm saying. At the swinger parties, to me, those are different. When you go to the swinger parties and stuff like that, because I mean, you have the option of sleeping with somebody, but you don't actually have to. You can actually just go and watch and see what's going on. You drink, dance, party, hell, people get their little fill on.
Who the hell is that?
I want to
watch
shit like that. I mean, it happens all the time, shit. But my thing is, at this thing, to me, is different. It's just different. And I don't know. I'm just weirded out about it because I'm like, okay, this is a fuck fest. This is like, you know, if you go in here, you need to be fucked.
This is true.
Yeah.
Sound
but you been to the fuck fest?
Huh?
You've been to the fuck fest?
No, I was invited.
You was invited to the fuck fest?
Yes.
Are you going?
I don't know. Do y'all want me to go so I can tell y'all what happened?
Well, we know you got fucked if you went to the fuck fest.
Right, say, that part is self-explanatory.
What else you gonna be able to tell us? It was a smashing time at the fuck fest. I don't know.
I mean, I would love to go just to see, but.
So
I've never been to one before.
You ain't going no fuck fest to sit in no chair and watch the father time now. You not already told
me. Oh, no.
I mean, I'm just saying, without father time being there, I
don't know why you talking to the wife. Well, she just don't know what's going to happen. She's going to go and sit in a chair and get hit with some dick.
Damn right.
I just want to sit in the chair and watch and get a ride.
No,
I
paid my $25
to
get in here. You ain't just going to sit there and watch.
Give my
money back.
Hey, how you doing?
I want my money back. My money back.
You said I can
fuck anybody in the house. That's what I was paying my money for.
You
yeah,
can't
right
touch
there,
the condom dispenser,
back.
Lady. I'm just sitting there passing out condoms. That's
you
all
in the
I'm
house.
Here for.
You in the house?
No, I am not a part of the guest.
The bouncer dude at the door told me if I paid my $25, I could fuck anybody in the house. You in the house. My money back. Make her get
Father
back. Get my money back.
Father time. I don't have a number.
I don't give a fuck you in the house. I can fuck anybody in the house.
I
can
see Father Time
now. Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
Wait.
Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
Well, we know from past experience you can't just go up to his house and chill, so.
Not if
like
it's a fuck
no
fest.
I'm just saying, man, everybody need to follow the rules. That's part of the rules.
I mean, but I might be, I'm staff, though. You can't fuck the staff.
You ain't the motherfucking staff. You ain't that motherfucker like everybody else. Get the fuck out of here. You cheating.
Ain't no staff at a fuck party.
Right, how the fuck
is
you gonna cheat?
The host is the staff. She a pimp undercover. She just made $25 off all y'all motherfuckers. She is pimp.
That's all right, but you're going to be pimped from outside because you're going to be watching from outside. You ain't getting in the house.
That's fine. I can watch from the window. That's fine. As long as I can see, I'm good with that.
She's going to be out there playing with a little cat. You should have came
I ain't going to play with myself. I'm just going to get aroused, and then I'm going to get in the car and call my dick in a jar.
No, you ain't. We're going to close the curtains on your ass. Peep and tongue. Somebody call the police on a big time out there.
And then the party's going to be busted up. I'm going to be like, officer, do you see what I'm watching? Do you see?
Oh, my goodness. This kid.
Right.
His ass are probably going there and try to join.
See that, Janine? You always got one person fucking shit up. Always right. One person. Right,
it ain't me. She said she wanted to watch too.
Neighbors and call the police because your ass out there
sneaking
around in the goddamn bush.
Although I don't think Janine would just sit and watch. I think it, you know, one might just walk across and she'd be like, you know, and it'd be
I'm
over.
Talking about you,
watching.
You the one out there in the bushes sneaking around trying to watch what's going on.
You gonna call the police? The police gonna come stick some dick in her.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Neighbors
and call the police.
I like being handcuffed. That might be nice. Can you make sure you send a cute one?
Bend that ass over. Bend it over. He's going to be an old fat donut around his mouth ass, motherfucker. You want to not go to jail?
Oh,
you want to go to jail or you want to go home? Which one you want to do, baby?
Right.
All night.
Take me to jail. No
we'll
problem.
Know when we
I'll
see that
out.
Belly laying on your forehead.
That what?
They're going to put his belly on your forehead.
Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all are not funny.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck you, boy. God damn. All right. Miss Pam, you've been talking to Clyde about this situation.
646-727-1283.
Man. Well, it just all sounds kind of dangerous to me.
Oh, my God. Miss Pam, we're going
to
be talking this fun.
We don't have to keep Big Dave off the phone because I personally like Miss Pam and her little comments, and she get real quiet.
Y'all gotta understand.
I'm not controlling nobody. Big Dave, say what the fuck Dave wanna say. Where's you coming from with that, Miss Delightful?
I'm just making an observation.
I'm tired.
We done went from being a peeping Tom to fucking Columbo.
Dale.
No, I'm tired. I'm in my 16th hour of work. I'm just tired, and I'm at work still, so I'm tired.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'll take that.
Girl.
The baby going to take it, too.
Okay, they're both going to take it, too.
Baby likes it. I'm going. I'm going to party, too.
Yeah, what that type of talking about turn up.
What's sad is she's been sitting here in my face for like 3 minutes and I didn't even realize she was here. That's
you'll
sad.
Know tomorrow when you get from kindergarten.
You get that call. She was like, come in and kiss my ass too, bitch.
Where
is that language from? Sin City. Man, who?
Sin City. Turn it down for what?
They be beat y'all motherfuckers later.
Oh,
supposed to be in the bed. I don't even understand why you out the bed.
I don't know, Tom. I think we need to get up to party. We need the whole
thing.
I'm down for it, long as everybody follow the rules.
Ain't nobody talking about no fuck fest. We talking about a regular party.
Masquerade type party.
I can hear Fontaine, but I can't make it to that with me and shit. I'm gonna be busy.
Right. Somebody
got
me
in.
I
gotta work that day.
Took me in. Oh goodness. See, we got a lot to get you to the party. Don't make no sense. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Oh.
When is the
God,
party?
Boy.
What's that, bro?
You said what day?
When is the party?
I don't know, man. We gotta set, we still in the midst of setting something up, man. We gotta set something up.
Set it up.
We gotta set something up, man. Something gotta give.
I'm just saying. We're sitting here.
Life where your people go.
We having too much fun thinking about going to a fuck fest for $25.
I would love to see the flyer.
I would too. That had to be a word of mouth one though, Jack. Somebody came up and whispered, hey, you want to go to a fuck fest? Hey,
right.
You
want
to go to a fuck fest?
Well, I've never been to one before, but sure.
Sure.
Oh, goodness. Mm-mm-mm.
See what you want started, Janine.
Oh, story of my life.
Did you ask him what kind of music was going to be there, brother?
No.
Yeah, freaks.
I did not.
Freaks of the industry. Music. Yeah, freaks of the industry.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just
you can play straight out of Compton as far as I'm concerned. I'm still gonna be going.
Compton, crazy motherfucker now.
Yep. It don't matter to me, shit.
It can't be no love making music. You gotta be some old shot down hot music.
Man, you can play that electric Blue Hill Country. That don't bother me. You can put any kind of music on you want to. Yeah.
Well,
fuck that. Music ain't never been no, that ain't really been no big problem to me. But now, you know what I can't stand? You know what really gets at me, though? The TV. I can't stand no bullshit on, like, Field of Dreams and shit like that on. Are you trying to fuck? That shit just turned. Right. This shit is too touchy. I'm not even making my penis so shit. A good movie to fuck on? A horror movie. Especially like a Jason or something like that. When you hear that music, dun 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 dun, you be dead. I'm gonna kill this pussy just like Jason. This is fucking go for it.
He owes some slaughter that pussy.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I got that. They like, note to self, no Jason for him. He will not be fucking me on no Jason movie.
Hey, the music tell a story.
Right. You hear that?
You about to get fucked.
Right. You know what's about to happen.
Run.
Slowing it down. Right.
Run, bitch, run. Like the motherfuckers just fall down and just ain't no rock, no tree, no nothing there. They just fall down.
I think that's how pornos should be. Like they just rap and fall. Oh, I fell. All right, now you get fucked. There you go. Because the average motherfucker ain't finna just run and fall. But I didn't fail a couple of times. I do that tuck and roll, and I'm right back up. I ain't never fell and just laid down. I just fell a lot of times. Did that tuck and roll. My ass is right back up.
Right.
Still I remember running. I went to go hop a fence, and the motherfucker was unlocked.
I hope the police wasn't waiting on the other side. Like, come on.
Yeah, they was right behind my fucking ass, though. They was right behind me. You know, I'm on the fence and the gate go.
Yeah, I'd have been like, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, I can't even leave this motherfucker behind me. He in front of me now.
Right, he done walked right through the gate on your ass. Come on, let me go.
Hey, big dummy, Lamar Crawford.
I like the way you hop that fence. I'm gonna tell everybody at this precinct how fast you're
in a lockup. Goofy motherfucker.
Right. Hey, has anybody speaking of movies? Has anybody seen the Morris Chestnut movie?
Barrel breaks
or what? The barrel breaks or whatever the fuck it's called. Nobody saw that. I was gonna go check it out for my birthday, but shit, I don't want to waste my money.
Isn't it like a couple of movies?
I think it's supposed to be kind of like the y'all remember the Beyonce movie?
Yeah.
And that's a remake.
Huh?
That was like a remake of something else.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I ain't gonna waste my money on it. Fuck it. I'll go see Blair Witch or some shit.
No.
Fuck it, man. Go to the fuck fest. On me. $25.
I know, man. It's about $25 getting the movies. It's about $25 getting the fuck fest.
Right.
That's an easy choice. Tell my wife I'm going to visit my dad. Yeah, I'm gonna drive down and visit my dad this weekend. I'm about to leave now. The party tomorrow, right? Yeah, I'm about to leave now. If I drive throughout the night, I get there on time.
Lord.
I would definitely, boy, I would go. I would go. That's $20 well spent. I would go.
I done paid my $25 like everybody else. I want some pussy.
You can't say no.
Well, if I spend my $25.
Right. I mean, if I spend $25, no should even be in the vocabulary.
Really?
You just been over. Just been over. That's right, I'm here. They can't say, right, Janine, you can't say no, right? That's the whole purpose, right?
Yeah, you can't say no.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
No, she said you can say no, motherfucker.
You
not
can
you
say no. Anybody can say no. You can't tell people what they can. They can't say.
That's not part of the rules. The dude at the door said, if I give him my $25, I can fuck anybody in the house. The whole house. That's the rules.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck you gonna cheat the rules at the fuck fest? Who does that?
I'm just saying, anybody can say no if they choose to.
Why would you say no, though? You know what you're there for.
Maybe they change their mind, they decide they want to leave. I don't know.
Then leave. Get the fuck out. We don't want you here anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Like Michael Jackson say, beat it, goddammit.
Damn.
Fucking party up anyway.
Can't take this motherfucker
nowhere. She's mad. Nobody want to fuck it all. Don't nobody want to fuck her. That's why she want to leave. She just mad.
Well, okay.
I mean, I can see, like, swing parties, I can see, I get the concept. Even the orgy, I get the concept. But a fuck fest is like, ugh. That don't
Everybody's
even
fucking.
I mean, everybody's fucking, but I guess it's beyond impersonal. And, I mean, what the fuck? You just walk in the door and start fucking?
Sounds about right to me.
I don't know. Maybe they have some drinks first or something. I don't know. I know, like, when we go to a swing party.
I got my mustard tail out in the car. I'm good.
I know when we go to the swingers parties, they usually have, like, I'm just one at a hotel, right? So they have, like, you drinking, dancing, hell, you getting, you partying, you know what I'm saying? Then pretty much after that, people go to their rooms, but you have some people who they leave their doors open because they want people to watch. So you could, like, walk around, you know, watching people fuck if you choose to. I mean, it depends on what you want to do. Or if you could join in, it depends on what you want.
I'm thinking it's like a big room, like a hotel room or, you know, a benefit room, and it's just...
I hope it's a suite.
You know what I mean?
I've been to other parties like that, too, where they have one big room, and they have, like, 5-6 beds all pushed together. And so then you know, a group of people... I went to a party like that in Illinois. So then they have a group of people that they just all be fucking each other on the bed, but they push like a whole bunch of beds together. So it's like one big old room, and then you have all these people watching. Like, and you can just watch what's going on.
Oh, now see, I don't want to watch.
Yeah, I'm about to move to Chicago Heights. Going to Illinois.
You know what?
They doing it like that in Illinois, goddamn.
Yeah, they be getting down in Illinois. I was in a couple of groups up there.
You just walk past the room and just join on in, huh?
Yeah, if you want to. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, but Tama, I don't think you could be that aggressive though, man. You can't just walk in there with your dick in your hand and smacking woman upside the head. Here you go. You can't do that.
I mean,
she just
that's
said
from
you can
who
just
said
walk in the room and join.
Your dick on ass.
Hey man,
you,
do you think I can come in and get a piece? I mean, what do you do?
You just walk in the room and join in. What you mean, what do you do?
I told you, that motherfucker be tapping motherfuckers on the show. Excuse me, can I cut in? Thank you.
Right. We've been there 15 minutes already, bro. Damn.
Hey, dog. Oh, you don't mind. He's going to be in, dude.
Tyra, they're going to ban you from the party.
He's going to be standing up with his hand out. Tabby.
He's gonna look like one of the wrestling shows for real. Arm overextended.
Stroke pass.
Oh, goodness. I'm right here.
Look like he's struggling a little bit. Well, he's struggling.
Take me in, motherfucker. You cheating.
Damn.
Right.
Our team gonna be broke up after that night. I ain't tagging with you no more.
Just say that tag team is pissing me over. I ain't teaming with him no more tonight.
Yeah, I'm straight on him.
I do not want to team with this guy anymore.
Well, I can tell y'all something which I shouldn't do if you're going to watch. You sitting
let the man know he's getting ready to come. Oh, I was just like, it was just an unbelievable moment.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Wait a minute, you say what?
We were watching these people. It was like a group of people having sex. They were like in two different beds. And boy, my guy was like, he saw the man's legs shaking. He said, uh-oh, he got two more pups. Now it's quiet. It's quiet. All you hear, you know, you just hear them fucking, you know, pussy smacking and all this shit. And he just busts out like, uh-oh, he got two more pups. He about to come. I said, oh, Lord. They just shut the door on us.
Hanging that smacking him on his ass like like they be doing Kane up in society. Come on, Kane, fight.
Stay up, Kane. Don't
cry.
Oh, goodness. He was right, though. The dude came. I was like, oh, but you know, the women was pissed off. They were bad as hell.
I can't work with this kind of pressure.
Hey,
Tom, I'll be rooting you on. Go, Tom, go. Go, Tom, go. Go, Tom, go. Go, Tom.
I see Tom's face down in that pillow. That motherfucker's stoking hard. Sweating that back and getting sweating like a motherfucker. Don't give up, dog. Don't give up.
I just called the crap. My leg, Jimmy. My leg.
Look, tap me in.
I'll be asking for the tag. Tag, man. Tag.
Oh, shit.
Well, hey, you ain't shit. You gonna let me go out like that, man? Hey, I thought you had it, bro.
This has been a very interesting show.
Very much so. Y'all are some damn freak.
See, the man wanna talk about we some damn freak, but I can see her tiptoeing it. Yeah, they gave me this extra tip.
No, you ain't got to drop me off. I'm going to drive up there.
I'm providing security.
Right, I'm working security that night. Uh-oh, here go my man Marley. Marley, hey, what's happening, Marley?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How everybody doing?
Uh-oh, what?
18. Marley, you done missed it. Marley, they got a funk fest tomorrow night, Marley.
What's going on?
Funk fest.
Oh, shit.
Gas up the pacer, dog. It's going down.
Gas up the pacer? Oh, shit, hell.
Going down tomorrow, dog.
$25, you got it.
$25.
Anybody in the house. That's the rules. According to Janine, the rules is $25. You can get anybody in the house, dog.
But if you bring somebody, it's $20, Mom.
Marley didn't got off the phone. He on his way down the highway. Marley said, hug up the goddamn.
He on his way.
He on his way.
Really? I wish Mike was on the phone. Oh, Lord.
I said $25 anybody's house. He hung up. He on his way.
Oh, there you go. Marley, you backed up.
Yeah, I'm back. What's going on?
Oh, shit. We thought we said $25, you can fuck everybody down. We thought you were just on your way. We just.
Yeah, damn phone cut out. I'm like, what the fuck going on now?
He can't miss that.
Hey, Marty, Marty, they ran out the door. Fuck, I forgot to get the damn directions. What the fuck? I gotta call back.
I'm like, hot damn, he talking about fucking the damn phone cut off. He just about dead.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. That was too funny. Yeah. It was like $25. You can fuck everybody off, click. Like, Marty, call it just hung up. Damn.
It's $20 if you bring somebody with you.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. $25, you go by
but she gets the fuck too.
Okay.
So I just catch me a motherfucker outside. She, you want to say $5?
Oh, shit.
She saved $20.
See, when they get in there, bitch, get away from me. You pass my family. Bitch, go.
Shit, I'm trying to save some money, man.
Yeah.
10 for you, 10 for me.
10 going in anyway. Might as well go in together.
Yeah.
Oh,
go over there. Go over there.
Oh, man.
You'd be the first motherfucker I go to as soon as I get in the house. Yeah, remember that shit you was talking outside? Bend your ass.
Come here.
Hey,
take it.
My stomach hurts.
That's the first motherfucker I'm running up on. So you could have saved $20, but no, you want to talk shit.
He did it the hard way.
Yeah, she did the hard way.
Oh, man.
How did this conversation pop up?
Janine, of course.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Janine got the shit started.
I was invited. I don't know how I be getting invited to all this stuff.
Oh, you know how you get invited.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking around on them websites. What is it called? Tote? Woke? What is it called again?
Dick. What you talking about? Kit is hot. And that's not where I met her from. So
She met her in another group.
Else. Yes. And then I also be in that Swinger Zone Central, if y'all don't know about that. That's where they be posting all the parties.
That Swinger Zone.
Let's get ready here to rumble!
Isn't it
with your significant other, right? And y'all swap like swap partners, right?
Isn't it a club that's
You said what now?
Huh?
I said isn't
Swingers
it a club
is when you go with your significant other and y'all swap, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what swinging
no.
is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll get some motherfucker off the street. Come on, get your ass.
I mean, wait a minute. Your girl can't go? You can't take your girl?
Hell, she ain't gonna do nothing.
I take a prostitute.
You don't want that goddamn surprise.
Damn.
I would hire a prostitute to go with.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, why you want to bring all that disease up in there?
You bring shit in there. Everybody fucking everybody anyway.
Yeah.
Right, we swinging.
I mean,
prostitute ain't nothing but a well paid swinger.
There you go. See, I get one of them Buckingham hoes to go with me, though. because they don't charge that much.
No.
They don't charge. They don't charge.
You done fucked up. You done fucked up the whole party.
Fucking hell.
That bitch gonna come in and motherfucker gonna have on a rug, but it look like a dish glove.
Right.
The yellow one.
I can see Father Time now. He the only one that get no pussy. Whoever he brought gets fucking like a motherfucker. I can see him pulling our ass up by our arm, telling him,
we built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
You ain't getting this motherfucker by yourself. I'm fucking you fucking with everybody else, and I ain't.
No. While she doing all that fucking, I'm going to go right in her purse and get my money back. Now I'm gone. I'm going to sneak out the room. Got my money to add whatever she had in her purse. I'm taking it all.
Tuesday!
Fuck that.
I mean, I had a cousin do that shit, man. I had a cousin. He had these females over, and I guess he like fuck it. He paid to fuck both of them, and they fell asleep, and he took the money back and get it out the door.
I never had money.
Watch your roulette.
I would have done the same
thing. Two angry bitches.
Yeah, they gonna find your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Both of them woke up broke than a motherfucker.
Hey man, when I was in the service, man, we did that to a prostitute. We robbed her. She came back with like 10 pimps.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
Yeah, she did, man. She came back with like 10 pimps. I was like, what the fuck? Damn, you serious in North Carolina?
The pimp society.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Money is all the name.
All of them had one gold too.
Oh,
and I bet they also had that one bullet for their ass. They come up off that money.
Okay.
No, we didn't give them the money back.
That's how we play as role.
We Marines, shit. We can take anything. Whatever you got, we can handle it. Well, that's how we talk back then, anyway. But that shit was crazy as hell. That motherfucker
got the first motherfucker.
Give us some money.
Hey,
I mean, give me y'all shit.
I can see the first motherfucker getting shot. Boy, hey. So what? You want to get shot too?
Shit.
Here you go. Here you go, homie. Oh man, this is
out of touch, motherfucker. Man, that bitch lying to you, Jack.
It is what it is. All right, man, we about to lose the stream, man. So y'all know how we get down at the end of the show. Take us out, dog.
All right, man, this has been one crazy-ass show, man. God damn, boy. Motherfuckers have had their ankle bracelets going off. Motherfuckers talking about some old pimp shit. God damn, this has been one damn show. Mr. Pimp, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, man, love, peace, and happy dreams. Sometime next week.
That's what's up. This is the life.
Well, I've kind of got excited about watching. So, Janine, can you forward me some links? And I will see y'all next week.
You might see me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Big Dave, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, man. Have fun. And save y'all goddamn money. Butter, let us know how the goddamn party is.
Is it just me or do Dave and Miss Pimp talk alike?
Oh,
yeah, man. All right, Marley, you on the highway yet? You got any last words before you get on that highway, Marlon?
You know what I'm saying? Don't give me no damn direction, and I'll be there in about 4.5 hours. It's another good show, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
It's the highway,
you know?
Hell no. Nah. All right, Janine, you done got all this commotion started. You got any last words for us?
Yes, it was a great show. Thanks for listening, everyone. And actually, if us single females go, we only have to pay $5. There you go.
Bottoms up. Bottoms
well,
up.
I tell you.
It's late.
You know
night.
What, man?
Exactly.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna be just like y'all said. Yeah, I'm gonna be like y'all said. The life was supposed to be. I'm gonna be right in the window. Uh huh. Yeah.
That might be a nice way to bring in your birthday right there. You might want to go and pay that $25. Timer, go and pay that $25 for your boy.
I told you I'm going in with somebody else. I'm paying $20. I'm paying $20. I'm catching me a motherfucker outside. Smoke my ass up from by the window, Ty.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, I got to get shout out to my boy, Big Mike. My girl Slick Mick. I know they've been listening the whole show. They've been acting cracking up because these motherfuckers are some certified fools on this show. All right, y'all. We're going to get up out of here. Y'all know how we do. SinCityRadioShow.com. Hit us up, man. You know, hit the page. You know how Marley says he's waiting. Big dog, you got any last words?
Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Shout out to Gangsterville Radio. We out this bitch same time next week, y'all.
That's what's up, y'all. SinCityRadioShow.com. We out. Peace.